This is program number LW2505. Well, it happened 4 years ago. Sally Thompson, 25 years old, a wife and mother, was driving down a deserted country road just outside Schenectady, New York. She was feeling very nervous. Let me tell you about it. Hi, this is Larry West. It was though that lonely road seemed to go on forever, but it didn't. At last, she saw the farmhouse she was looking for. It was a building that was badly in need of paint, and it looked just like the other plain-framed buildings that surrounded it. Six rural mailboxes in a row were standing there in front of it, and they all said Jensen. She stopped her car, walked up to the door, knocked, and a very young woman, a girl really, underweight and really a mess, answered it. And there stood Sally, suddenly conscious of her neat blazer and her diamond engagement ring. She swallowed and smiled and said, "Linda Jensen, I'm Sally Thompson." She said, "I understand you're having some trouble with your children, and I'm here to help." Well, the house was a shambles, dirty, cluttered, filled with broken furniture. A dark-haired, sturdy little girl of about 5 sat on the floor eating potato chips and watching television cartoons. Sally greeted the child, looking at her carefully for signs of abuse. The complaint made by Grandmother Jensen had said that, well, these were her words, something funny was going on. But nothing seemed strange about this little girl, so Sally asked, "Is there another child?" Reluctantly, it was the little girl on the floor who pointed silently to a closed door at the far end of the room. Sally walked over, opened the door, and nearly fainted. Lying in a metal crib among grayed, filthy sheets was a skinny child, I mean skeletal even, perhaps 3 years old, with the distended belly and pipe-stem legs of a starving baby. Her blonde hair had been hacked unevenly all over her head, and she wore only a torn shirt. She was attached to the crib by a leather harness, and she lay there apathetic and silent, turning her listless blue eyes blankly toward Sally. Sally was an experienced caseworker, and she was able to handle the heartbreaking scene. She turned and said gently, "I can see you have a problem. What can I do to help you?" And help she did. The mother of that little abused child gave Sally a sort of half-smile, and that was the beginning of a close relationship where Sally was actually able to help both mother and baby. Today, that mother, Linda Jensen, is a very different young woman, thanks to Sally's time, patience, understanding, and caring. This is the way that Linda puts it when talking about Sally. She saved my life. Now, that story I've just told you is real, and it had a happy ending. But this story is one of an increasing number of stories during the past few years, many of which do not have happy endings. 1 million American children are abused or neglected every year. Out of these, 2,000 will die. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Mom, Dad, if you're having trouble controlling yourself, I just want you to know that there is hope. If you're to the point of doing serious or permanent injury to the child you love, put your child in a safe home while you work out your problem. The stakes are high, and may I suggest something? If what your child does really seems to get to you, I mean his messing up the house or his not listening or, in your estimation, he just acts stupid when told to do something, remember this. Remember how you felt when you were a child. Remember, kids are not adults. While they need correcting, they do not need abuse. The first step in stopping abuse is to admit the problem. Honesty is the beginning point. Then, take a look at what you're doing that seems to be the same thing over and over. You know, lots of abusive parents find themselves saying, "I'm yelling at my child the same way my mother yelled at me." Hey, an unforgiving focus on your past is a dead-end street. Forgive, and you'll be forgiven. But if you still need help, get it. Remember, it's the Bible that says that we ought not to return evil for evil or insult for insult, but we ought to give a blessing instead. Get some help. I have a pamphlet I've written called What Controls Your Life. Maybe it will help. What Controls Your Life. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.